The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Cookie.
My name is Marty.
Welcome to Because Pilipinas. Here we value words and we encourage everyone to make a difference by making words count. Our lives, after all, will be so much better if we create.
That is amazing.
If we write. If we involve ourselves in everything literary.
Yes.
Today, we will talk about something serious, something heavy.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes people dismiss discussions about it.
Okay.
I guess it's a path that's not easy to tread at, most especially if it's associated with passage, losing a loved one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Today, we will talk about grief. Marty.
Yes, good.
In pop culture. And I sounded just like a quiz master.
That's true.
Okay. In pop culture, which... books and movies gave you a clear picture of what grief looks like.
Let me see. Oh, I remember the many times you'd ask if I was okay because you saw me crying. Only I was just...
You're a crybaby.
I know. Only I was just reading stories from the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, remember?
Yeah.
Many stories of authors grieving, mourning, and helping themselves heal can tug your heartstrings as well as inspire to be hopeful.
Yeah.
On TV series, on the top of my head, I'd say Ghost Whisperer.
Never seen an episode.
Yeah, I know. You did tell me. You said it was kind of scary. But yeah. I think what I found intriguing the most is how they portrayed people when they deal with grief. And it varies from person to person.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
How about you, Cookie?
There's a grief observed by C.S. Lewis, The Carrying by Ada Limon, and a heartbreaking work of staggering genius by Dave Eggers.
Okay.
In movies to watch when dealing with grief, okay. I could say my pick is My Girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember being young and watching it over and over again. It made me cry every single time.
I think you're not the only teenager who cried because of My Girl. Everybody kept crying after watching My Girl.
Oh, and there's also Field of Dreams and Big Fish.
Oh, right. Yeah.
What about poetry, Marty? Okay. Which ones about loss and sorrow and grief do you find moving, comforting? Do you have a poem suggestion for the grieving?
I saw this very short poem by Jennifer Healy. It goes, "I have not heard your voice in years, but my heart has conversations with you every day."
Wow, that's heartbreaking and heartwarming at the same time.
That is true. How about you, Cookie?
I have quite a lengthy list.
Okay, let's hear it.
Here goes. Echo, also Song by Christina Rossetti.
Mm-hmm.
I also like On the Death of Anne Bronte by Charlotte Bronte.
Mm-hmm.
I Measure Every Grief I Meet by Emily Dickinson.
Mm-hmm.
Grief by Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
Mm-hmm.
The End by D.H. Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Grief Thou Hast Lost an Ever-Ready Friend by William Wordsworth.
Mm-hmm.
Me Thought I Saw My Late Espoused Saint, a sonnet by John Milton.
Mm-hmm.
In Blackwater Woods by Mary Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
I also like Talking to Grief by Denise Levertov,
mm-hmm.
Separation by W.S. Merwin,
mm-hmm.
Kindness by Naomi Shihab Nye,
mm-hmm.
not to forget my favorite out of the list, Rumi's The Window.
Mm.
Now, we give you the first in our lineup of guests to share with us her version of grief. Here's Abby Orbeta with Lipat Bahay.
Ito ang Lipat Bahay. Hindi ko na kayang mabuhay sa kahapon. Kaya mula ngayon, mula ngayon. Tuwing gabi, Ginigising ako ng pagkaluskos ng mga laylayan na aking mga kortina sa mga kartong minarkahan ng mga sulat kamay mo. Takot pa rin akong buksan sila kahit na alam ko naman kung anong kanilang nilalaman. Ilang linggo na silang nakatambay sa aking paanan at dapat ko na talaga silang buksan pero wag muna. Baka pag hinayaan ko lang silang nakaganyan ay mananatili ka lang nariyan. Handa na raw ang bahay na ating lilipatan. Ilang araw na lang. Matagal na tayo nagpaplano. Matagal din natin tong pinaplano. Dito natin lilimutan ang mundo. Dito tayo magtatago at magpapakalayo. Dito natin sasagipin ang isa't isa. Magkakampi tayo, di ba? Magkakampi tayo. Hex man. Walang iwanan. Sabi nila, tiro nila napansin. Ni minsan tiro nila nakita yung kalungkutan sa iyong mga mata. Pero yun kasi yung una kong nakita. Yung lungkot na nagtatago sa likod ng iyong malalawak na ngiti. Para akong nananalamin. Dalawa tayong sirkerong magkatabi sa bingit. Binubuklod ng kalungkutang nagmimistulang panali para hindi tayo matangay ng hangin. Lagi mong sinasabi sa akin na gusto mo nang lumipad. Sandali, hindi pa ako handa. Huwag muna, marami pa tayong gagawin. Teka lang, kasama ako. Magkakampi tayo, diba? Pexman, walang iwanan. Ngayong linggo, 5 beses na ako nilapitan ng mga tao para sabihin sa akin na hindi sila sanay na wala ka. Na kung paano ang hahanap-hanapin nila ang mga weirdo mong tanong tungkol sa buhay at kung ano pa man. Na kung paano sana masineryoso ka nila. Pero likas ka daw kasing alaskador. Di ka naman talaga palabiro eh. Gusto mo lang nakikita silang masaya. Na sana'y sinamahan ka nila nung nangimbita kang umakit ng bundok. O kahit man lang tumambay sa bahay dahil masyado ka maraming beer na nabili. Na sana mas pinagtuunan ka nila ng pansin nung nandito ka pa. Na sana may nagawa sila para sagipin ka. Na sana may ginawa ako para sagipin ka. Ang hindi nila alam ay... Gusto ko lang naman talaga ay sumama. Ngayon, naamoy ko pa ang pulbura kapag pinubuksan ko ang kwarto mo. Kahalo ng amoy ng Yossi, ang paborito mong pabango. Naririnig ko ang alingaw-ngaw ng tawa mo sa bawat kanto. Suot ko ang mga naiwan mong polo. Yakap-yakap ko pa rin ang mga unan mong dapat matagal ko ng tinago. Bukas nilipat na ako sa bago nating bahay. Dadali ng mga kartong minarkahan ng mga sulat kamay mo. Hindi ko pa muna sila bubuksan para manatili ka lang nariyan. Kahit pa nasa kabilang buhay. Papaalam na ako sa ating kwarto. Magpapaalam na ako sa ating kwarto. Magpapaalam na.
Marty!
Yes!
On the study of grief, is there anything recorded in ancient history? Walk us through your findings.
According to sources online, the word grief came around the early 1200s from the old French grief, defined as wrong, grievance, injustice, misfortune, calamity, as well as from groovy, spelled as G-R-E-V-E-R to mean afflict, burden, oppress. From Latin gravare, meaning to make heavy, cause grief, and from the word gravis, meaning weighty. The definition of hardship, suffering, pain, bodily affliction came around the 1300s.
The word mourn came from the Middle English word mornen, from Old English mornan, meaning to feel or express sorrow, grief, or regret, bemoan, long after, be anxious about, be careful. From Proto-Germanic mournan, meaning to remember sorrowfully. Probably from suffixed form of high root smr, meaning to remember. Or if the Old Norse sense is the base, from mr, meaning to die, wither.
Thank you for adding words to my vocabulary.
Oh, I had fun learning something new as well.
Cool.
With regards to recognizing grief and mourning, online sources say that the earliest is from ancient Egypt. According to BirminghamEgyptology.uk, the majority of visual evidence of mourning during the funeral procession comes from decorative scenes adorning the tombs of the nobles on the West Bank at Thebes. Majority of sources relating to mourning date to the New Kingdom, but evidence say it has been practiced as early as the Old Kingdom.
Wow!
Many of these scenes display the entire funeral procession, from the entourage departing in the funerary barges to the final rites performed outside the tomb before interment. The most complete depiction of the funeral procession is recorded in the 18th dynasty tomb of Neferhotep. Throughout the scene, mourners consistently appear expressing their sadness and loss by adopting certain gestures such as raising the arms aloft, pulling at hair, exposing the breasts, as well as kneeling to the ground, often to throw dust or dirt over their faces. A paper published in the Rosetta Journal via academia.edu, The Juices, that ancient Egyptian response to the experience of loss was with sharing pain, promoting proximity with others who can comfort and reduce the suffering. Recent studies seem to prove that cultural rituals connected with the public expression of grief can provide a structure for the emotional chaos of grief, because pain can be decreased if the process of bereavement is not perceived as an individual burden, but a load to share with the community.
I like learning about early beginnings.
That is true. How about you, Cookie?
Did you know that W.H. Auden's poem Stop All the Clocks, also known as Funeral Blues, reached a whole new audience when it was recited by John Hannah's character in the film Four Weddings and a Funeral?
Oh.
Yep. What use is the world if it does not have the one we love contained within it? When they are gone, everything becomes pointless, useless, colorless.
Oh. Yeah.
This feeling of grief and despair is what Auden's poem captures so well.
Indeed.
Did you know that Mary Oliver wrote many poems as she was grieving the loss of her partner of nearly 50 years, Molly Malone Cook?
No way. Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a long time. Mm-hmm.
She transcribed her grief into pages and pages of poetry and eventually into a book, combining her partner's art of photography and her poems remembering her.
Wow.
The poems inspire us to believe that the pain we feel now can be transformed into something beautiful if we allow the process to happen.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, did you know that Ocean Vuong worked on his new poetry collection, Time is a Mother, while mourning his mother?
Oh, wow.
Yep. In a world consumed by the advancing pandemic, he said, I was grieving. The world was grieving, and the only thing I really had was to go back to poems. The collection bears witness to love, loss, and trauma in a way that may feel especially resonant to readers right now. It reads as a search for meaning and truth in a life remade by grief.
Wow.
Next up is Steve Manzano with Para Kay J.
Para Kay J. Sa akong kasing-kasing imong alaala, dili nananahan. Ang pagmamahal na iyong inialay, pag-ibig na walang kapantay. Ang paghalok na mga labi sa lupa, unang beses na natuto sa pagtatagumpay, yakap iyong inialay. Aking nadarama, nakaginhawa aking diwa, lambot ng iyong unan, hindi piniling lumisan. Hiling ay dasal, lumigaya at tuwa, tumawid buhay, lagyo nimo'y kapiling, sa lakbay.
Marty.
Yes, Miss Cookie.
Do you have any suggestions about dealing, about overcoming grief?
There's this book entitled Healing Thoughts for Troubled Hearts by Daniel Grippo from the Elf Help Book series, and I read it from time to time when things are not okay. It has very encouraging tips, and the drawings are endearing.
Ah, Elf Help.
Yeah, I'd like to read one of the tips in the book. Hope will help you heal. Make a list of all the things you hope for in the next 3 months. Hope creates the possibility of a brighter tomorrow.
Wow, I like that.
Right? It's very inspiring. So, yeah, you guys could check that book out. How about you, Cookie?
Oh, my advice. First, talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would help to open your mouth and express your feelings to a trusted friend.
Mm-hmm.
Or be part of a community that welcomes individuals going through grief.
Right, yes.
I would also suggest finding ways to be creative.
Right.
You know, write, do arts and crafts.
Yes.
Compose music.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to play a musical instrument.
Mm-hmm. That's
there
true.
Are so many things you can produce, design, build if you put your mind to it.
That's true. Just try something new.
Mm-hmm. And self-care is important.
Yep.
Take good care of yourself.
100%.
Now, here's Rachel Coates with a track also included in the Bicas Pilipinas on Jam 88.3 album, The Interplanetary Police Force.
I am 8 years old. All bucked teeth and limbs that have no idea how to look like a little girl, racing to the toy section of the department store. The image, I'm sure, is burned into the nightmares of every Christian mother. Their daughter, cradling in her arms a plastic police gun. And almost every year, I would look forward to my grandmother's visits from the English countryside. Wiltshire, the mysterious land of Christmastime snow and mole hills, and she'd be stretching out her tiny 5'1" frame on a deck chair with a book, and there, out on our balcony, she would spend the entire afternoon with our prideful Philippine son, like she wanted her porcelain skin to match the colors of the worn pages she read. My grandmother is an astronaut, transcending age and ocean, so full of wisdom that was never misplaced. She always knew the right things to say, and exactly when to say them, but most of the time, she was content to float between our reality and the one she plucked from her bookshelf. I loved to watch the dog ears in her books crawl from the dedication to the resolution, and we would hold hands like entangled kite strings, wandering out into the balcony just as the sun began to rise, and even the sun would hover there, like it was waiting for her to start its day. I figured that if the world in her head kept turning, so would mine. My father and I are at the breakfast table when I first hear the news. And he crumples and tears his cocktail napkin like he can transfer all the punishment into it somehow. It's not like we didn't see it coming. We did have our suspicions. I was just so surprised at how greedy dementia could be. Now, I think I know what it must have felt like to have been awake on that January morning of 1967, watching Apollo 1 make its ascent, seeing the first spark before the explosion. I want more than anything in the world to transmit a message to her, to the astronaut in that doomed cabin, but we are on different frequencies now. I got you a bookmark, but nowadays it just saws the spine back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Sometimes I catch you reading a page 3 or 4 times before you put the book down. My grandfather has brought out photo albums more times than I can count. He unearths old stories to anchor you down, but I can tell how much it hurts you not to recognize the people that you've smiled with. My father says that it's a coping mechanism to shut yourself off from the world, to nod at all the conversations with expressionless eyes. He's trying to make sense of it all, but just doesn't make sense. And it's hard not to think of a burning building with everything slowly charring inside of it. Grandmother, salvaging fragments of you is like Humpty Dumpty putting it all together again. But I could give you all the missing pieces. You used a mosquito net as a blanket once. You raised a son who used to faint on Christmas morning because he was so excited. You knew the moment that you'd met my grandfather that for 60 years, he'd be your mind and you his legs. Cruel, cruel forgetting. Don't take everything. Let her keep the sound of music and the king and I and all the melodies so she can still hum along every What's for supper, Mum? Every book that's kept her up past midnight, let her keep feeding the birds in the summertime, the ones she named and she swore would recognize her, let her keep me. At the very edge of the street with a sign saying welcome home in my brightest crayon, if I could, I'd carry that sign everywhere just to remind her where we stood. My father tells me he doesn't know what he'll do if he can't make her laugh tomorrow. Sometimes, Grandmother, I forget too. And reach out to touch your hand, and when you pull away, I find that I'm 8 years old again. In the toy store, with a little plastic police gun, I used to pretend I was your guard, Grandmother. Do you remember how no aunt was safe that wandered too close to you? But now I can't play police anymore, watching pieces of you get stolen right under my nose every single day. All I can do is play ground control, reaching out through a pathless void to the other side of the room. What are you thinking? Who is she? Do we hug? Does she love me? Grandmother, the astronaut, you are drifting further and further away from the shuttle. The deck chair is empty now. They say that the deeper that you love someone, the deeper your scars will be at the end of it all. Is it stupid, then, that if I could, I'd make the same memories over and over and over, knowing that in the end, we all forget anyway? Talk slow. If you can't land yet, then please hover close and take your time remembering my name. The sun will always wait for you, and so will I.
We would like to thank Josephine Cineras Messina for her support. Ooh,
thank you so much.
Greetings to her family in the U.S. I hope everything is well and good there in California. And a big shout out to her family in the Philippines. Hello to her nanay Del, her siblings Thess, Greg, Kathy, Odeth, and Mike, and their families.
Ooh.
May our cups be half full as we live life to the full.
Amen.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Marty.
Thank you for listening to Because Filipinas.